think that's the problem, is that the government themselves here are not preparing for Irish unity. Like, we should have a citizens' assembly. We should have the government doing these types of studies, and it hasn't happened. So, you know, while the report today, I would challenge some of the methodology and findings. I welcome the fact that they've done it. So I think it's welcome to have debates. And the governments really need to start to prepare properly for what's coming down the line.
The report outlines that it could mean major tax hikes and spending cuts for those living south of the border. Effectively, it would cost every taxpayer in the country if this were to happen. How would Sinn Féin, if they were to get into government, handle something like that? Or how could they possibly inflict that on the taxpayer?
Well, I mean, I would very much dispute the methodology behind this report, and indeed not just me, but economics professors like Seamus McGuinness of the ASRI. You have John Doyle, professor, who has said that, you know, the subvention from Britain is a fraction of what it is estimated to be. And also, in the context of United Ireland, Britain would continue to have responsibilities, financial responsibilities, in the transition period. So, you know, the problem with the reports, you know, that has been published is that the methodology is very questionable. It basically is a standstill arrangement with no responsibility. The British taking their costings at face value, but other professors have a very different view. But I welcome the debates. I think that's the key thing. We need to discuss all these matters, thrash them out, prepare responsibly for United Ireland.
You mentioned that other professors have a different view. What is the alternative view then, Deputy McLaughlin?
Well, the alternative view is that, and you can see it already post-Brexit, is the all-Ireland economy is flourishing. The north of Ireland is about to have a situation where they have access to both the British economy unfettered and the European economy. So there's a huge opportunity for economic growth in the north. And, you know, it's clear that in the context of United Ireland, the context of Britain continuing to make a financial contribution, as would be their responsibility for a period of time, I'm very, very confident that the economic benefits of United Ireland will be immense, particularly for us in the border regions, you know, in the likes of Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan, Monaghan, Louth. Our communities and the north of Ireland would benefit hugely from United Ireland.